This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I would describe the meeting as intense, certainly heated. It's been a very dynamic and a complex couple of years. You know, this is an awful lot to ask them to digest. And this is a significant change for us, you know, in the direction that we were going down. As I'm trying to explain, this ultimately is a decision that I think is in the best interest of all of the members of the PGA Tour.
Winchester's Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour commissioner, and his description of the players' meeting in which there was I'm assuming there was a question. Did you have to submit your questions in advance, Curtis, in writing? Is that how that works?
Yeah, one of those town halls.
So there has been a merger, and the LIV Tour will be no more, and Jay Monahan, in my opinion, has sold the players out, and it's all about money. I don't mind if you do that. It's business, free enterprise, but you should own that from the start. Rather than use, as Curtis, I think, said perfectly earlier this morning, use the 9/11 families as pawns in your negotiation. So when it comes to players, and I know there's some reporting on this, but who would you guess was the angriest? What, was it Rory?
Shockingly? No.
No?
There's actually a report out right now, Greg, from the Telegraph, that the number 227 in the world, Grayson Murray, was shouting for Monahan to resign, saying, "We don't trust you, Jay. You lied to our face." And Rory yelled at Grayson Murray saying, "Just play better, Grayson."
That's the thing.
Are you kidding me?
No. And so apparently, Rory was kind of like supporting Jay Monahan.
Well, because if you're Rory, if you're Tiger, if you're any of the guys at the top, you don't need to think of the hundreds of millions of dollars that you're leaving on the table. If you're the 250th golfer, then that money is money that's going to set up your family. So I would guess that it is those guys on the lower end of the tour that are pissed. That money, if they decide now that today they wake up and they say, all right, then I'm going to join LIV, F the PGA Tour, that money's not going to be there anymore.
Well, it'll still be there.
Yeah, not the number that was probably originally offered to them is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, but to the top dogs, right?
But I'm no. I'm saying that there are guys that are between what number was he?
227.
227 and 100 that were offered probably tens of millions of dollars to make the jump over to LIV. That money is going to be way reduced now because it's not a jump.
Well, they're the fools then.
No,
they should look in the mirror and go, "Well, so why
they were held hostage basically."
How?
If you are the 220th player and Jay Monahan is saying the blood of 9/11 victims is on your hands and you're never going to have to apologize for being part of the PGA Tour, you're going to have to apologize for being part of LIV. That's a scary position to be in.
Yes. Really?
Yes. You're going to lose endorsements? No. Those guys are not the Brooks Koepkas, the Phil Mickelsons.
So you really, no. If you're making money from LIV, so you lose a couple endorsements you just made. You just said they could have made tens of millions of dollars. They're the morons for not jumping on the LIV train.
I'm sure that was a very hard decision to make, and the ones that decided to stay true.
Courtney's right. Because of the way Jay Monahan backed him up against the wall,
okay,
and essentially said that anybody that is going to the LIV Tour is doing business with the royal family who funded the 9/11 attack on America.
But here's the issue, Greg, is that you required a useful media who perpetuated the lie that that money was dirty, but their money wasn't. I have a story from August of 2022, Boston Globe. Ben Volen. I read the Globe, so you don't have to. Golfers are becoming increasingly unapologetic about taking money from the Saudis. He says it's all about the money, and yes, the money has blood on it. It literally took me 5 minutes on this show to Google the ties between the Saudi investment fund and the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour's exclusive ticket partner was purchased by and large by the Saudi investment fund during the pandemic, as was their video game company, EA Sports, owned in large part by the Saudi government.
So they were already in bed with them.
So yeah, the notion that you're sitting there and like how you can write a column and just be intentionally obtuse to the facts of the case is mind-boggling to me, because the worst part of this whole conversation wasn't just that one side, like Courtney may disagree and we go back and forth. It was that one side had the ethics behind them and morality, and the other side was taking blood money. It's nonsense.
So we actually have player audio, too. This is Callum Tarran. He's, you know, not your top, you know, 30-ranked golfer, but he's had some success as of late. Here is what he said following that meeting about this merger.
The guys who stayed loyal to the PGA Tour, it's kind of kicking the teeth for them. Obviously, Rory was a huge advocate of PGA Tour, and now he kind of looks like all his hard work and sticking up for the PGA Tour was just left by the wayside.
What was he doing sticking up for the PGA Tour?
There were some guys, Wiggy. Tiger and Rory, in a meeting that they had, a players-only meeting, talked about the sanctity of the PGA Tour.
Well, I think it's also, too, Greg, like it's a lot of these guys were under the impression that this is a players-driven league, right? Like this is, they are basically contractors, but they drive the league. And so this was a decision made with zero input from a single player.
Yeah, when
it was just Jay Monahan doing a backroom dealing, and right. I think that is what infuriates the majority of the
union
more than anything.
Unlike Roger Goodell, who I think is held to what the owners want him to do.
Correct.
It doesn't appear to be this case when it comes to the players. And
well,
so
start a union. Is there a PGA union?
I saw a story on this, Wiggy, because of the setup of the independent nature of each golfer, they are unable to unionize.
And the reason why they don't want to unionize is, and I'm no golf expert, but I'll bet you it's probably to go play in other tournaments that might be funded by like Saudis to make more money. So if you
Wiggy, there's no longer any of that. That's the point. Like this is a monopoly now.
No, I know that, but originally, before the union was started, so if you're one of these high and mighty athletes that were complaining, Rory or whoever Courtney's 232nd guy was that was yelling out, so then quit. Don't play for the PGA.
Also, by the way, side note, did you see the news story about Taylor Swift fans who want to unionize?
Because they don't.
That's where I draw the line.
They don't have enough say in her shows and what she does.
Yes. They want to be compensated, basically, for being a fan.
You're telling me. Wow. You're telling me it's not a cult? They are attempting to start a union so that they can submit their demands to Taylor Swift.
Correct. It's crazy. People are crazy. There are crazy people out there. I would do quite literally almost anything for Taylor Swift. That's where I draw the line.
But you wouldn't want to be part of that, to be able to have your input heard by Taylor Swift
because,
and say it's certain songs?
Because Taylor knows better than I do. So I don't think that my opinion means anything. And she knows what's right for her career. And anybody it's also crazy to me, the people that want to unionize to make sure that their feelings are heard to Taylor Swift. It's like, weren't we all on the same page about Taylor not having a voice and having her life run for her by the Scooter Braun's of the world?
Right.
Now you want to say that?
Are they keeping any of the LIV elements, Shime?
So a lot of those details are kind of unclear, at least for now. I believe the only announcement that was made was the 2024 schedule would go on as planned. But outside of that, there hasn't been any clear indication of exactly what's going to happen. It's just been a lot of speculation and bloviating.
Will this bring more money to the golfers?
Out of the pocket of the PIF, yes.
So it's a win for the Saudi
private investment fund is going to write them a big fat check for capital.
And the Boston Globe won't be covering any of it because.
So but then won't it just go into like the purse? It's not going to be if you don't win, you're still not going to make money, right?
Well, yeah, but that's how the sport. That's the nature of the sport, though. Like the purses will be probably exponentially larger. Like, so Victor Hovland at the Memorial just won $3.4 million, which isn't a major tournament, by the way. He won $3.5 million. I bet over the next couple years, that number grows up to like $5, $6, $7 million.
Well, but you may end up seeing a major move to Europe. You know, the only one that is there now is the Open, but you may end up seeing some sort of European major.
You could.
Maybe in Dubai.
Yeah, I don't know that they'll add another major, but they could add a big tournament.
Okay,
sure.
But they may end the U.S. Open, since it is played on courses all over America, may be played on courses in Dubai.
I don't think that's a USGA thing. That's not a PGA thing.
So those are separate entities.
So I don't think that'll ever change. Like the Masters isn't going to change.
So the
U.S. Open isn't going to change.
PGA Championship then.
Sure, I guess that might, but again, I don't know exactly. I think the majors might be kind of left out from this.
I don't think they're going to change the majors, Greg.
It'll be more interesting, though, if they do have tournaments in Dubai and they force guys like Justin Thomas and Rory to go there and just be like figureheads.
Okay, but
that's
if you're the crown prince, whatever, and you're writing a check for $1 billion,
yep,
you don't want something in Dubai?
Oh yeah, and I bet they probably agree to.
Yeah, there will be some give here.
I wonder, and this is why I would ask you, Greg and Sean, you guys are the golf guys. Will they like create more tournaments?
I think yes, and there are some that are suggesting they will add a fifth major.
Okay. And it's going to be really interesting, too, because, like, so LIV has very few events. That was one of the draws for guys like Brooks. He can practice more and rest more and not have to play in as many tournaments in a year. Well, the PGA has a lot of designated events and requires golfers to appear at events so that, you know, sponsors are happy that big-name golfers are there. So it's going to be interesting how they make it so that does Brooks now have to go to a bunch of events, or can he still live the LIV schedule and only show up at the majors, really?
Right. Here is Wompsy. What's up, Wompsy?
Oh, Jackson really set me up. I'm just saying, Wiggy, come on, man. You really just changed your argument to fit your situation every single time. We have proof. We can go back and listen to all the stuff you say, and you always just...
I know, but what are you talking about?
Right after the fact.
Which one?
I'm talking about the LIV. You're like, oh, they should have done that from the beginning. They should have took the money.
Yeah, of course.
You weren't saying that?
Yes, I was.
You say that after the fact.
No. We have audio,
yes,
Wompsy.
Yes, yes.
We have audio where I said you should go to the LIV.
No.
Yes. But you know why? Because I'm not even a golf guy, but I remember when the LIV came out.
I know you're not a golf guy.
They were guaranteeing money. They were guaranteeing
anything about the show. No. I know. I remember.
So they were guaranteeing money to everybody who played in LIV tournaments.
You don't know your facts, Wiggy.
No, that's true.
I'm gonna see you down at the beach, Comer. Quiz me, ask me anything. I will tell you everything about the show. I know every word you've said. Well, Curtis, you're great. Greg Kelly, you're great. Cordy, you're okay. Sorry about Hunter's breath.
We will see you on Friday. And let me just remind you and everybody else, when it comes to this show in person, criticize the accommodator at some risk to your own personal health.
I'm telling you.
I have a lot of questions about it.
Women love the accommodator.
Oh my Lord.
Not for air, but a lot of questions about that.
If you could
thing.
See it, women love it. I told you, it's a chin strap. With,
I don't know if a lot of women
Courtney, they love the... It's the best of both worlds. It is the best of both worlds for the ladies.
Wait, is Ken working on the accommodator or accommodations at Hampton Beach?
They get a sponsorship for that, for the accommodator.
How much would it take when it comes to a donation for the foundation for you to wear that whole thing on Friday during the road show?
I'll
like
wear
the whole
it.
Like the whole show.
I don't think we could show it on Twitch, so he would be off air.
There are some young people that go to that event.
Well, I mean, but that's just the circle of life, man. How do you think the young people got here? Because their moms and pops had a good night.
No, the accommodator actually would prevent from procreating.
No, it was
a lot of bees or birds.
You know, the accommodator is a good foreplay.
No, that's the whole caboodle.
No.
That's not foreplay.
No, it's the foreplay.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
We know what foreplay is.
Well, that's what it's used for. It's like the butterfly.
We got to get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Sox win 5-4 last night in Cleveland. James Paxton went 7 innings. He gave up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 9. Game 2 in Cleveland is tonight. First pitch at 7:10. Listen to Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Cutter Crawford on the mound for this one. And before that, hang out with Rich Keefe for the Mass Mutual pregame show at 6:10. Mass Mutual Insurance Planning Investment. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Miami. Tyler Hero was set to make his return for the Heat in this one. He has now been ruled out. And we talked a little bit about Bill Belichick at the top of the show. He talked to media yesterday. He was asked a bunch of questions, but what did he have to say about the effort to keep Jerod Mayo? Here's that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get any contract talk, so just talk to somebody else about that. Yeah, Jerod's great. I mean, he's great to work with. Adds a lot to our program. You know, good staff. He's part of it, and it certainly helps to have people like Jerod and Troy, Adrian, that have, you know, played in the system, that have played here, that have a perspective, a playing perspective, as well as a organizational and coaching perspective.
All right, so we gave a little bit there at the end, but yeah, ask somebody else about that situation.
But you notice that he'll give all, like, the coaches credit. And this is why I think for his kids, it's got to be a hard job. He never gives them any credit. He never says, you know, like, well, you know, Stephen and Brian are doing a great job.
I think he thinks he gave them the job. That's enough. He doesn't need to give them the credit.
Yeah. And with free support for life, Awaken 180 stands by their promise as your solution for weight loss. Online at awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
We'll get to the weather in 1 second. We actually have some breaking news. The Greg Hill Foundation has sold the cornhole event to the Saudis.
Curtis, that is not true. We're still in negotiations.
Oh, okay.
Curtis.
Well, for the kids.
I would never. I'd sell it to anybody else before them.
Okay, well, keep your eyes on that story. 62 degrees in Boston, mostly cloudy skies, afternoon high in the mid-60s.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.